Hey, what's going on, people? What's going on? It's me. It's Crack B. Greatest podcaster of all time. The greatest of all time. There can only be one. CB, Crack B. The greatest of all time. My dad said that earlier, huh? So this is going to be the greatest of all time. The greatest podcaster of all time. Come on, man. You all know who the hell this is, man. This is goddamn Cracker B. This is Cracker Breezy. This is Cracker Bob. And this is Why Hello There. Well, why hello there, people? It's been some time. I tell you what, man. I don't wake up sometimes and be like, man, it feels good to be me, you know. Like, that's all I gotta say. You know, especially when you don't got up to work like the average people that were like, hey, ACB. I'm like, yeah. Well, man, I see you tell me that you only work like five or six hours a week. I'm like, yeah. Then how the hell you do it? I'm like, shut your mouth. Why you keep asking? Then don't worry about it. Don't worry about what I do. You know? Worry about what you do. You know? When you go back home, you're like, hey, you know, I guess I gotta work. You know, I worry about the hell I do. You know? You do that, you're gonna be fine. You know? Some of these people just wanna ask all these questions, but like, you know, shut your damn mouth. You know, that's what I'd be telling them. Like, hey, man, you got no business to shut your damn mouth. You know what's good for you. You know, man, everything's been crazy, man. Especially this whole month so far. You know, the month has only started a little bit, but you know, and all this stuff with all this elections and all this other stuff, man. I don't get into that politics stuff, man. You know, especially when everyone finds out who the hell I voted for. And it's not who you think it is, I tell you that much. And it ain't who you think it is either, you know. They'll be like, well, who could it be? It could be, it has to be T.O. Trump, or it's gonna be Daddy Biden. I'm like, well, I tell you what, it ain't gonna be any of them. Because I don't vote for, you know, basically the greatest rapper alive. You know, I don't voted for Kanye West. You know, Kanye West, man, I tell you what, man, I don't care what you say. You know what I mean? You got, hey, you know, he basically said, hey, there's more choices. There's me. You know, there's Yeezus. You gotta vote for me. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think I might vote for Kanye. You know, Kanye seems like, you know, he was a good choice, you know. I think they need to recount these ballots, because I don't think that's right. I've been like, what do you mean Kanye didn't win? Kanye should have won. I mean, you know, should have seen the speech, man. They're pretty good stuff. But you know what? For every setback, there's a greater comeback. So, you know, if we don't make it 2020, it's fine. We can always come back 2024. That's right. Kanye West 2024, then we'll be fine. You know what I mean? Yeah, it is what it is, you know. You can't make it the first time around. Maybe you make it the second time around. You just got to have that confidence. You be like, hey, you know, I'm going to go run for this thing. I'm going to do it. And I ain't going to fail. And that's basically what you got to come up with, that mentality. Because if you don't come up with the mentality like that, you know, what the hell are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I don't vote for him, you know, but it is what it is, you know. Everyone's all goddamn crazy about all this other stuff. But like, oh, you gotta recount, gotta do all this stuff. I know you gotta recount, you definitely gotta recount. Cause I don't believe those things. But like, well, what do you mean? He barely made 1% of the votes. It should be 90% of the votes. It should be landslide. Well, but it is what it is. You know, I know, I see something in Mr. West that most people don't know, because guess what? Mr. West is best. And if you don't vote for him, you didn't vote for him, then you're a goddamn piece of shit, tell you that much. And I ain't trying to tell you, hey, man, next time you vote for him, you don't vote for him, I'm going to get you. Well, that's basically what I'm telling you, Cracker Breeze. It's here telling you that, well, I'm going to get you. You don't vote for who I told you to vote for. Well, you know what I mean? But it is what it is. You know? I ain't trying to tell you, hey, whatever. The way things ended, and now in the end, well, things just about to go get crazy. Tell you that much, ain't you know? It only gets, you know, before it gets better, it gets worse, you know. So, yeah, well, that's all I could tell you, card on that. So, yeah, man, but you know what the thing was, the night before I was supposed to go vote for Mr. West, you know, Mr. West, the bad, best of West, you know, I was going to vote for him, but then, and whatever ended up happening was I got myself into a little car accident. And I tell you, man, they try to keep me away. They're trying to keep me away from my goddamn boat. They're trying to suppress me. Tell me I can't vote for Mr. Kanye. They're like, well, man, you ain't gonna stop me from voting. I tell you that much. So my ass happily went to the voting booth, got my ballot, and then was like, I'm gonna vote for Kanye, and that's it. Cause you know what, man? Yeah, I think you're gonna do great things, but you know, the way things are looking, it don't seem like that's gonna be the case. So, but it is what it is, you know, regarding all that. Man, I don't win on this whole spiel about Mr. West. But yeah, man, that's who I voted for, man. And if you don't like it, then you go kiss my ass, I tell you that much. I don't care what you but like, man, I don't like listening to you anyways. And I definitely won't listen to you now. I'm like, well, you don't want to go kiss my ass. You go, what the hell you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? Huh? What you gonna do about it, Playboy? You ain't gonna do shit, tell you that much. They're like, I am right. Well, you know, I guess he's right. I'm like, that's right. I'm always right. And guess what? That's right. That's all I gotta tell you. You already know what I'm going to say, but I don't say it, because if I do, then they're going to be like, hey, we're going to demonetize them. They'll be like, oh yeah, well, you're going to keep trying, to tell you that much. Because you know what? All these little pennies that I make a goddamn day is going to be pretty good. Eventually, I'm going to get me quite a bit of Bazooka Joes. This is going to be good. Man, I just made a historical mile. I'm like, man, I can get myself up to, you know, 300 Bazooka Joes. That's pretty awesome now, you know. I don't know what I'm going to do with all that. But it is what it is, you know. Well, actually, 600 Bazooka Joes, my bad. That's how much I can get now, you know. But, man, I'm pretty happy. Pretty happy with the outcome. I'm pretty happy with everything that's going to happen. But, man, I'm pretty happy. What I'm most happy about is, this podcast is about to be 2 years old, ladies and gentlemen, you know, or whatever you are, you know. It's going to be, going to be 2 years old. Going to be 2 years old pretty soon. Then we're like, man, it felt like only yesterday I all made myself like a whole 2 cents all week. So, you know, the fact that I could only make, now I went from 2 cents to 40 cents, ladies and gentlemen. That's a pretty good, you know, little bump there. You know, so continue what you do. You know, they say the most powerful things is the word of mouth. They're like, hey, word of mouth is the most powerful thing. They're like, I'll pass it down, you know. Unless the whole thing kind of loses in translations. You know, it's kind of like when you be like, tell somebody like, hey, you know what? He's a nice person. And the other person was like, hey, that person say you're nice. And then the other person was like, what the hell you mean by why he said he's nice? You know what? I think he's kind of weird. He told you he's nice. Then you see how that whole thing is kind of just whole transants, where it's like, oh, yeah, you know what? I have no idea what the hell he's talking about. But like, oh, all right. But it is what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, man, like I said, it's almost 2 years. We're only approaching season 3 pretty soon. I'm pretty excited. Because they always say, you know, everything part 2 is good. But I think everything part 3 is good. Because, you know, if it ain't 3, it ain't for me. I'll tell you that much. But, I guess I'm going to cut it short. Because, it's time to go to bed, though. You know what I'm saying? All right, man, this is Cracker Breezy, the greatest of all time, the best of the West, the one that voted for West, Cracker Breezy. I'm signing off. That's right. What the hell is that anyways? All right, whatever. Guess I'm signing off. I'm going to go to sleep now.